SBS Radio.
Jade, pakilala ka nga muna para magkaroon sila ng idea bakit ka nang dito at ano yung mga yung plano mo sa buhay sa kanila. We want to know who Jade is.
Sir,
kung pwede in Tagalog para
in Tagalog.
Okay, galaw na galaw na sinya kasi okay game.
I'm excited ako. I am very passionate about charity work. That is who I am. I believe that it's very important na lang to serve and inspire people. Mm-hmm. So I join a lot of, you know, pageants and modeling so that I can use that as a platform to really raise awareness and reach more people.
Mm-hmm. You're very active. If you know, how young is Jade? Very active. I always see you everywhere. So gaano ka bata si Jade?
22.
Oh, still young, yeah. Marami pang inaharap to, no?
Still a baby.
Still a baby, no?
Yeah.
At pag-usapan pa natin, so just like any other Filipino or young adults, adik ka rin ba sa social media?
Adik ka rin sa social goodness. Media? Actually, it's part of my job. Studied it.
Bakit part of your job ang social media? Bakit?
Anong... Because I guess social media is very big these days. And I studied public relations, media, marketing. Mm. And part of that is social media. It's very big these days. So I learned a lot of how do you really engage with the right audience.
Ah, okay. Hindi lang Facebook, yeah, pati yung iba, pati Twitter.
Yeah, and all Facebook, other, Instagram, Twitter, even now
and
LinkedIn.
And you have all those accounts, meron kang personal accounts
meron,
on all this.
Meron po.
Okay. Balik tayo sa ating panauhin na si Jade Wright, no? Isa po siya sa mga dumaraming bilang ng mga Pilipino-Australiano na nahikayat o na-encourage po na bumalik o balikan ng kulturang Pilipino o saliwain muli, no? Dahil po sa mga tagumpay ng mga Pilipino-Australiano sa Pilipinas, maging artista sa mga beauty pageants, no? Una, nasimulan niyan, Annalyn, ni, well, matagal na successful to, si Ann Curtis, tsaka yung kanyang kapatid. Si James Reid, na Australiano rin, na number one actor ngayon. And lately, si tinatawag kong Growing Shades of Catriona Gray. Growing Shades or Shadow of Catriona Gray. Ang dami mong naka-impluensya niya, at isa pa ngayon yung isang Miss International
Miss Intercontinental 2018.
Si Karen Gallman, no? At ito si Jade nga, isa sa mga na-influensyan ngayon. At aalamin natin sa kanyang mother mismo ang kwento kasi pagkakaalam ko ang mommy po niya si Cathy. Well, si Cathy is a good friend of mine, no? Nung bata pa daw to si Jade, tinuturuan niya magsalita ng Tagalog pero may reluctance. Anyway, from there, sisimulan natin yan. Magandang umaga, Cathy.
Magandang umaga din sa iyo, Ronald.
At si Annalyn. Yes, kasama natin si Annalyn. At siyempre, bati ka rin naman siyempre sa anak mo.
Okay. Hi, magandang umaga sa inyo lahat dyan, yes. Jade. Salamat naman kay Ronald at kay Annalyn dahil nabigyan ka ng puwang, nabigyan ka ng konting segment na maging panauhin ka nila today. So magandang umaga po sa atin sa buong Australia.
Yes, Cathy, kinuwento mo sa akin, no, na off-air tayo na nung bata to si Jade, pinipilit mo, tinuturo magsalita ng Tagalog o Filipino, pero may reluctance. No? Pero ngayon siya yung nagpupursige. Nakita ko kahapon, no? Nag-uusap kami nito sa social media. Naka-type pa sa iPad niya yung mga salita. Lahat na sinasabi ko, sinusulat niya kung anong paano mag-Tagalog. So, pwede may relate yung experience mo?
Oo, ganito yan. Kasi mula maliit yan, ang usap ko sa mga bata, saka anak kong si Justin at saka si Jade na yan, Tagalog talaga. Pero alam mo dito sa Australia, dahil nga this is English-speaking country, nahihirapan sila na pag sa bahay Tagalog, tapos pagpunta sa eskwelahan, English na. So yung mga bata parang nako-confuse, oo.
So nalilito ka?
Confused ako.
Okay, tapos?
Yeah. Tapos pupunta yung mga kaibigan niya sa bahay, tapos naririnig nila na nagtatagalog ako sa mga anak ko. Parang nakatingin sila, tapos parang ha, ano to? Parang bakit ganon? So sabi nila, mama, siguro mag-Tagalog na lang pagkatayo-tayo na lang. And then,
so,
you know.
So in other words, kinakahiya ka kapag pagkakasama yung mga kaklase niya na nagtatagalog kayo.
Hindi naman. Yung mga Australianong bata, ang parang nawiwirduhan sila na parang, totoo, nasasaan ba kami? Parang ganon. Ayoko namang ma-left out yung mga anak ko na siguro ito rin yung na-experience ng mga magulang dito sa Australia na ayaw nilang baka mabully, ma-left out, na parang, ay, ang weird naman ni Jade na but may ibang salita. So, parang naanuhan ko, I sort of decrease the way I talk to them in Tagalog sa bahay. Parang niliitan ko at kami-kami na lang. So, alam mo na, yung naiintindihan talaga nila, talagang 90% ng usap ko sa bahay talaga yung Tagalog. Naiintindihan, pero yung pagsasalita, nahihirapan, tsaka yung pagpo-pronounce. So, hanggang sa pagpupunta kami ng Pilipinas, pupunta kami ng Pilipinas pagka-bakasyon. So, ayan na naman, enhance na naman sila. Nagtatagalog sila sa mga kuya. Kuya, saan po? Kumusta po? Yan.
But that's basic Filipino lang. No?
Mm. Oo, yung basic Filipino lang talaga. So, pero ngayon, nako, yan na siya na nagsabi, Ma'am, I gusto ko na talaga, I really want to learn dahil kung gusto niya sa Pilipinas pumunta, mag-continue ng kanyang charity work, ng kanyang vocation, ng kanyang passion, eh talagang kailangan niyang umakap sa mga tao na mag-Tagalog siya. Hindi siya pwedeng may interpreter. Talagang kailangan na siyang makaintindi ng Tagalog.
So, hindi mo na pinipilit, nagkukusang loob na siya ngayon?
Ay, oo, kusa na yan. Oo, meron na yung meron na yung mga may ginugoogle na yan na nanonood na rin niya ng mga mga old movies at nanonood niya ng Wawawin kasi nga kaibigan niya si Willie Revillame malapit din yan sa amin. So nanonood siya tapos pag medyo hindi niya alam at mabilis yung Tagalog, Mama, anong, what do you mean by this? So interesado na yan, give me 6 months, Tagalog yan, 6 months. Ronald,
and maybe langit siya sa akin na may alok daw siya coming from Willie mismo na maging co-host sa Wawawin if you can improve on her Filipino.
Noong 2016 pa, Ronald, di ba, Jade, na sabi niya...
Matagal, oo.
Nung nagpunta sila dun sa Miss Philippine Australia Sports and Culture, nung siya ikines doon, na sinabi talaga niya na, when you come back here... Sabi niya ganyan, pag bumalik ka dito, mag-Tagalog ka, kukunin kita sa isa sa co-host. So, yun, okay. So, tinapos niya yung pag-aaral niya, nagtrabaho siya sa, yun nga, sa media and marketing. So, nahinto. Pumunta na naman kami 2-3 weeks ago, we came back. Pumunta na naman, tinalo namin si Willie. Naku, hindi ka pa marunong mag-Tagalog.
Kunti, right?
Ako talaga napapahiya, Ronald.
Anyway, maraming salamat sa yung oras, Cathy. At pag-usapan na natin, gusto namin makapanayam yung si Jade, no?
Sige, more power sa inyo. Ang tagal mo na dyan, ha? Ilang taon ka na dyan, Ronald?
Ha? Dito na tayo tumanda, eh. Okay, thank you, Cathy.
Salamat, magandang umaga sa inyo lahat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ayan, nakasama natin ang mommy.
Yes, pag-usapan muna natin yung career ni Jade. So binanggit ng mamo na katatapos mo ng pag-aaral mo nasa PR field, no? Yes, talk about it.
So I work in public relations and I worked at the Impact Agency, which is a agency that specializes in helping brands sort of get more awareness and sales, a lot of events and I'm so grateful that I had such a great experience at such a young age.
You're enjoying that.
Yeah, I enjoy it. And I really
like it. Minsan nasa TV kay Sunrise Ben or sa one of pinos ng mamoy. I think sa TV Today ba?
I was on the Today Show.
Today Show, no?
For work. And I got to work on great events with, Malala Yousafzai, who is the youngest Nobel Prize winner.
But then may dilemma ka kasi at the same time you want to pursue a career in Australia and at the same time you want to have a career in the Philippines.
It's hard. It's like I'm split. I don't know.
And
my heart is in Philippines, but
yes, there are valid reasons, no, not to be active in Philippines, lalo sa media because your mom was once an actress.
Yes.
And sabi mo sa akin, may tita ka sa Pilipinas na artista at saka kapatid niya si analin kung kilala mo si Natalie Hart.
Yes.
Can you say something about
my auntie Natalie Hart? She is a successful
Tagalog. A little bit, yes. Ano siya?
She's an actress. Talino, very mas maganda and she did a movie called Sepayo and She worked on GMA and she's very successful. Proud ako.
May kapatid din siya, di ba, Annalyn? Yung isa pang artista rin na lalaki na si Natalie, artista rin.
Kenneth yeah. Snell, is it?
Kenneth Snell.
Yeah. Pero upcoming lang si Kenneth.
Upcoming,
no?
Upcoming. Actually, yeah.
Kapatid
so
nilang,
it's in the blood.
Oh, kapatid na rin dating nagbisita sa atin dito, di ba? Si, or pinsan si... Yung nag-guest
Bella?
Natin last year? Yeah, yes, Bella, right?
Bella, yeah. Bella, she's here now.
That's right.
Kanina pinag-usapan natin ang mga, sabi nga, pamilya na medyo pasok sa showbiz sa Pilipinas, mga kapamilya ni Jade. Pero ano ba ang hilig mo, Jade? What do you like to do? Do you sing? Do you dance?
I love to sing and dance and act, but it's not really something I've really explored. So that's definitely something I want to continue to work on.
Pagpatuloy, yeah.
Yeah. I love to dance.
Have you done any lessons before?
Yeah, I did dancing for about 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, but then I stopped when I, you know, went to uni and high school. So it's something I want to continue to do. I love to salsa and all of those kind of American, South American dances.
Dance.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anong mga type ng dance? Yung mga Latin dance?
Yeah, Latin dance, salsa, reggaeton,
and music,
kazumba.
Anong uri ng music yung sinusundan mo? What type of music do you dig in?
It's like very South American, Brazilian, and it has a, you know, a beat. And it's quite a sexy dance, really.
Like sort of R&B also?
You can do it to R&B, yeah. I did hip-hop for quite a bit as well.
At saka Jade, binanggit rin ng mamo kanina, galing ka sa, o pumunta ka sa Pilipinas last 2 weeks ba? And
yeah.
I was told, I saw it on social media, active ka sa charity work mo doon,
nag-pumunta
ka sa mga mahihirap. Can you share that experience?
Yes, sir. For many weeks, I was planning, you know, what am I going to do? How can I make an impact sa Pilipinas? So, punta sa Manila, we went to Malete, Quiapo, Tondo and all of those areas, sa Mandaluyong, and we donated educational children's books, stationery, and some toys for the barang for the bata. And it was such an emotional experience to really see. We would look for the places that we knew would make an impact and where they needed it most.
Mm-hmm. And you feel you're so blessed na dahil galing ka sa Australia. Ito mo gaano kayaman tong bansang ito, no?
Yeah, it's, you know, education is one of the most important things that a child or anyone can have. So if they have the right education, then they can have a successful future.
And binanggit mo rin na dito sa Australia, involved ko sa isang charity work. Ang charity work to?
So Destiny Rescue, it's a charity that helps save children from sexual exploitation and slavery. It's one of the biggest crimes that is happening at the moment, and especially in Southeast Asian countries. So in Manila, it's very big. Children as young as 4 are, you know, they're trafficked and they're put into this sex trade and sold. So it's sad, of course, when I hear about this. It really hurts to hear that, you know, this kind of activity is still happening. So I think when I heard about this charity, I wanted to help. And it's in line with...
Si Catriona Gray, no? Is very also involved in charity work. No?
Yun yung parang finiture niya sa...
Sabi mo sa akin, yung nagiging inspiration mo ngayon, si Catriona Gray, di ba? Right? So... gusto mo na maging Miss Universe ba or something like that?
Well, for me, I've been doing charity work for over 3 years. So even before I knew about Catriona Gray, but when I saw her, and, you know, she's from Australia, then she went to Philippines, inspired a call.
Inspired you.
Yeah, because it's what she does is very, it's incredible.
But are you considering that na sumali sa mga competitions sa Pilipinas?
Yeah, pero, I would love to, but I don't look.
Yan
ang
sinasabi ko.
Right?
Yeah. Kasi si Catriona, si Catriona is
right?
Of Filipino pa, di ba?
Pagka,
ikaw kasi your mom is half,
blue
no?
Eyes, green eyes, blondish hair.
Your mom is half, no?
Half.
So, 25% Filipino pala. Si Catriona is 50.
50%.
Same thing with Karen
Gal.
Same thing with Ann Curtis, no?
Opo.
So, that works against you.
Yeah, so only 25%. But I was told that I can still do Philippines, but I don't think it's fair. Yeah, maybe.
But yung pagiging co-host ng Wawawin, and pinangakuan ka na
yeah.
ni Willie Villamil mismo na mag-Tagalog ka lang, eh, you'll be there.
I will be there. I will make my way in the Philippines.
So yan, isa sa mga dahilan kaya ka nag-aaral ng Pilipino. Yeah. Kasi yung Wawawin is pangmasa yun, ano? Annalyn, no?
Tama. Kumbaga, talagang yung mga sumasali sa mga contest nila, yung sa mga malihihirap na lugar din talaga.
Kailangan ka talagang matuto ng mag-Tagalog. Eh, tingin mo, di ba, uphill battle, medyo it's not too late, nakaya mo pa?
Exactly, I'm only 22, so it's never too late, I think.
Na para mag-aral lang, and to become fluent, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Eh, nakita ko to araw-araw nag-aaral.
Six months, give me 6 months and I will come back here and talk in Tagalog.
And bago tayo magtapos, Jade, you're one of the contestants sa Supermodel,
finalist.
Supermodel Worldwide dito sa Australia, no? Three weeks ago, nakapanayam mo yung Annalyn, the other
yung
candidates.
Yung tatlong girls.
Yes, and sa susunod pa pong linggo, makakasama natin ang ibang kandidato. So, what's your aspiration dito sa Supermodel? Anong insight mo sa competition ito?
I've never actually done a modeling competition, so it's similar, I guess, to a beauty pageant, but a little bit different. So it's a new challenge for me. So it's a lot of preparation, of course. You know, you need to eat healthy, exercise.
Are you into this stuff?
Very into it. I'm all about, you know, health and fitness. It's very important. Mind, body, physically, it's, you need to do it. So I'm excited to do this competition, and but for me, I always said, you know, I need a purpose, and for me, Destiny Rescue is my purpose, to really advocate that and spread awareness. So even though it's modeling and, you know, doing all of those sort of things, it's at the end of the day, I also need a purpose of why I do things. So
okay. Yeah.
I'm excited. If I win, I will go to India and represent Australia.
Good luck sa'yo.
Salamat po.
Jade. At saka sa Wawawin, good luck din. Sa, at sa tingin mo, honestly, marami pang kakainin mo na para makapag-Tagalog. Annalyn, no?
Kailangan mo kumain ng maraming kanin.
But at least the effort itself is exemplary, no?
Kasi Yoli B.
Nag-usap kami ito kahapon. Nakita ko sa iPad niya habang talagang bawat sabihin ko, nililista niya. Anyway, Annalyn, siguro kulang na ating oras para na para
at siguro magbabalik si Jade pag talagang fluent na siya mag-Tagalog o mag-Filipino.
The work in progress yan. Next month, kakasama natin ulit si Jade at kailangan mas magsalita na siya ng mas maraming Filipino. Siguro, Jade, paalam na tayo.
Maraming salamat sa pagsama mo, Jade.
Yes. Maraming salamat po sa inyong lahat. If anyone wants to donate to my charity,
yes,
then
saka
please.
Saka saan ba masusundan sa social media mo? Binanggit mo.
Social media, you can follow me, @jayde_crystal, CRYSTAL. And I share all of my platforms and my advocacies there. So if you would like to donate and help these kids, help me, help them, then thank you so much.
Okay.
Maraming salamat.
Magbabalik po tayo bukas. Salamat.
Bye.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.